everyone, and welcome back to another episode of We're Watching Star Trek. I am your host, Brandon, as always, here with Paul.
Yo, yo, what's up, people? We're here for the wrap-up. We're going to talk about the season, talk about things we like and dislike. So, you know, let's get it. Let's go.
And Dan's here, too.
Yep. Let's jump right into it.
Yeah. So, like Paul said, we're just doing a season two wrap-up here. Just going to kind of go back through, like, some of our favorites, least favorites, episodes, moments, just that kind of thing. And towards the end, we'll just talk about just minor change for season three and like how I'm going to approach notes and all that. Yeah, we'll go ahead and get it started with.
I got this. Okay. Let's just talk about the worst episode ever in Star Trek history. Okay, let's get to this. Yes. Episode two. Sorry, it may be the worst episode, and then episode 23 is the worst written episode ever. I can't remember exactly what the episodes are about right now, but I put them in my notes, and I will. You can always look. It was. They're really bad, and I put worst episodes ever and worst written episode ever on them, so I know they were that bad.
I went back and listened to my.
Yeah.
Two was Who Mourns for Adonius, where they were.
Oh yeah, that's the Greek god one, right?
That's the Greek one, right? Yep. Yeah. And episode 23 was the Omega Glory. Yeah. Also known as the worst
that was the American flag one?
Yes.
Oh, that was disgusting too. Yeah. That was really bad. That was
I agree with that.
You know, I didn't hate that episode, so I enjoyed it. I'm not gonna hate on that one.
That's the one I wrote notes of Dan like for no reason. It was terrible.
I didn't hate it. It was all right. But
I did hate it.
The one where they get abducted by like the Greek god one, that was kind of not very memorable.
Yeah, but luckily that was early in the season. That was literally episode two, and then we had all of season two, which most of it was amazing.
Well, the issue with made it even worse. Episode one was so good. Episode one was so good. We're like, oh, we're gonna get this season, and episode two was like, it's the worst. Like it went off a cliff. Yeah. Like, and it's not the episode. Like, I think episode 23 is the worst written episode ever. Like, that's the hog mosh and just everything on planet Earth trying to get together to work. It was terrible. I think episode 2 is the worst episode just overall. The writing was bad and the episode was bad. But it's just...
Yeah. There were a couple where I was, like, not feeling them, but I didn't think they were bad. Like, the Apple, which is the one where they went to the planet with like the red people and they were worshiping like a computer inside of a snake looking cave. Like that wasn't great, but it wasn't like a bad episode. But man, the Omega Glory was just awful.
I also loved episode 9. I have one here and I loved it and you guys hated it. So I put that in my notes.
Metamorphosis. Yep.
Yeah. It's one.
The one with like the cloud being. That like fell in love.
Oh, yeah, the love story when you guys thought it was cheesy.
Yeah.
You guys thought it was really cheesy, and I thought the cheesy was really cool because I liked the way it was done. So,
yeah.
I forgot about that episode.
I want to talk for a second about The Trouble with Tribbles because that is always brought up as like one of those iconic Star Trek episodes, and I'm not going to lie. I didn't think it was that great.
Is that 15?
15.
Yeah, I put
the episode with like the like the weird looking creatures multiplying constantly.
Yeah. I don't know why everybody thinks that that's like one of the greatest episodes. Like even for kind of a comedy-ish episode, I didn't think that it was like all that great. Like I'm not saying it was bad, but like I just don't understand the love that episode gets.
Yeah, I did. That's one of the ones I wrote down. I put down okay. That's all I put about it was okay. And I remember mentioning that the I was weirded out that the Kleons were scared of him without them emitting some kind of pheromone that didn't bother Kleons or something like that.
Yeah.
I think I meant something about them not being, like, if they were going to, Kleons are scared of them, they should have some kind of, like, pheromone that just makes them feel weird or something like that. But they didn't.
Well, Paul and I agree on kind of the two least liked ones for us for this season. But, Dan, since you kind of liked the Omega Glory, like, what is your least favorite from season two?
Actually, I had a hard time remembering which one I disliked the most, honestly, because it was such a long time, you know, from watching episode to episode that I kind of lost track. I just remember, overall, I enjoyed season two more than season one. Like, I believe overall we had a lot more better episodes than we did in season one, but I forgot about the cloud one, falling in love with a girl. I kind of remember not liking that one. The Greek one was kind of all like the Greek one should have been so much cooler, but yes. I feel that was kind of wasted potential. But yeah. I don't remember just flat out hating any episodes in season two.
Yeah, I was even pretty okay with I'm Mud this time around. Like, I know we kind of kicked it while we were watching it, but like at the end of the day, it wasn't a bad episode. Like the first one with Mud, I absolutely loathed, but like the second time around, wasn't terrible.
I remember him being one of my favorite villains, or but you called him an antagonist. I think you corrected me. Called him an antagonist, not a villain.
He was more enjoyable as time went on.
Yeah, I liked them that episode a lot. Actually, I went through listening to our wrap ups all the episodes before I have an idea of where my mind was when I listened to it. So I went through every episode on Spotify and went the last like 5 minutes listening to every wrap up. I was like, oh yeah, I remember this one. And that's how I kind of got my notes. I do have a lot of like the thing about season two was like it was actually more it was 50-50 bad to good, honestly, when I started thinking about a lot of it. Or let's say there was only a couple really bad, then there was some good, but then there was a lot of just great episodes. Like, I put top 10, best ever. Every time I watch a certain episode, but, oh, this is better than the last one. Oh, this is better than the last one. Like, it happened a lot this season. It was just very, very, I really appreciated this season of watching it. Because, like, as I look at some of the notes I put down, I did write some random highlights of some of the great episodes I have. Like, I have episode 3 as the best episode ever in Star Trek history. And then after that, later on, I write episode 4 is the best track in history. And then later on, I write, well, no, actually, episode 12 is the best track in history. And I was like, oh, no, episode 16 is the best history. You know, so, like, it's very weird that, like, all my notes I could listen to, I kept saying, this is better than the last one. Like, and since there was, like, time when it's recording, I got more excited about some episodes, you know, like my, like top of my head, like these, I wrote down like 18, 19, 22, and 24. My bad, I had changed papers. And I put episode 19 is the best. Episode 19 is my personal favorite. That's the Adam and Eve one where I was playing two guys. That was a guy who didn't want to fight. He was a pacifist. And then the woman convinced him with her little voodoo magic to try to change him. And then when she got killed, that's when Kurt did the whole balancing out with the guns. And sent the Klingons went on one side.
Yeah, it was a private little war.
Overall, like, let's see. We got episode 17. That's the gangsters. Top 10 episode. That's the gangster one, which we all love. Put top 10 on that one. Episode 4, that's the Mirror Mirror episode. And that's the one we got the Spike eyebrow from, the Spock eyebrow thing from that we like so much. I have that marked at the top 10. I got just so many notes of loved it, greatness. I just, like, this overall season 2 was like, man, it was so, like, there are so many incredible, amazing episodes in this season 2 that season 1 was like, season 1 had the building blocks and had a few episodes here and there, like maybe like 2 amazing ones. But for this season 2, woo, man, I went on a rant. My bad, guys, got to chill out a little bit. I liked the episodes. They were just so, man, so good.
Yeah, season 2 really is just packed with a lot of good stuff. Like, for me personally, there's, like, the weak points are, like we talked about, Who Mourns for Adonius and the Omega Glory. Cat's Paw was not super strong. That was the one where they went to, like, the castle and it had, like, the big cat that was, like, chasing them around and they had, like, ghost witches outside.
What was the weird one with the little small they got they're like really small creature aliens at the end? They were like little blobs. That was Cat's Paw,
yeah.
Is that Cat's Paw?
Yeah, Cat's Paw. Yep.
Okay. I had notes on that one. I think I found that I just put okay. But a lot of your complaints, I did complain about you about that episode of my notes. I do remember that you were complaining that how weird the creatures looked or whatever. And I told you, you've been complaining about everybody being humanoid for 2 years. And the first time that I have a humanoid creature, you don't like it because it's so bad.
It looked like butt.
Yeah. I remember you saying something about that.
Nomad wasn't humanoid. I liked him. He's just a floating ass robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's really hard for me for this season to pick a favorite. I think if I had to say, like, my absolute favorite for the season would probably have been something like a piece of the action where, you know, where they were gangsters. Or even actually, I really liked Assignment Earth too, the last one. It was really different from anything that they had done. Like, it didn't really focus so much on Kirk and Spock. Like, a lot of the attention was on the other two characters. And that's because it was meant to be a spinoff for those two. Like, they were going to make another show based off of those two characters. But, man, yeah, just a really well done season. Like, 26 episodes, and I think all but, like, four of them were just absolutely amazing.
Yeah, maybe they've been, like, there's, like, about two bad ones, but most of them were pretty really good.
Yeah, Dan, what would you say were the ones that stood out the most in a season of greats for you?
Well, I got a top five. For me, number five would be Amongst Time, the one with Spock.
Yeah.
It was a good way to open up the season. Like you, for number four for me, Assignment Earth was really fun. It was a pretty good time travel story. Number three, The Doomsday Machine.
Yes, that was so good.
What episode number is that one?
Episode six. I didn't write the episodes down.
Yeah.
Yep. Doomsday Machine is episode six.
Episode six, okay.
I just like the idea of, like, you know, a Star Trek version of, like, a Galactus creature just, you know, going around eating planets. Like, that's just freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Number two, a piece of the action. Like, who wouldn't want to see Spock in a gangster suit? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
The
thumbnail for that on Paramount is literally him holding a Tommy gun to a guy.
Like, everything I ever wanted was in life was Spock holding a Tommy gun in a gangster suit.
Super cool.
My favorite episode is Mirror Mirror, the parallel universe, like evil Spock. It was just a very well done of, like, the Elseworld where everyone's, you know, flipped. And Spock's still somewhat of a good guy in a fascist union or whatever. They're conquering planets, and Spock is still like, you know what, I'm gonna be logical.
Yeah,
I remember commenting the camera work on the episode a lot too. I remember talking a lot about the way the camera was angled in a couple scenes. Even this, I remember the particular scene stuck in my head where they were coming toward the camera while they're trying to break into the room later on, and I remember the camera being pointed at them in such a unique way, and I really thought about how uniquely that little scene was done. I remember a couple times in the episode there were really good different shot scenes where I thought were really original and shot different.
Man, what a just a really good season of television that was.
For real.
I kind of wonder why after season three, that's why the show ended up getting canceled, because it just couldn't live up to what season two was originally. I wonder if there was a drop off of viewership.
Yeah, I'm curious about that too, because season three actually had the least amount of episodes. I mean, they had 24, which is still a good amount, but I mean, they started with 30 in season one and then went down to, what, 26 in two, and then 24 in season three.
Even in the rankings, if you go through, like, you know, look online, like, you know, top 10 Star Trek episodes, you might see like one episode from season three. Like, it's all one and two.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did read that Star Trek wasn't really beloved like it is now, though.
Like, it became a cult classic later on.
Like, it became a cult thing. Like, it started marinating later on. And then they made, you know, Next Generation, thing like that, and then people have always liked it. But I think you got to remember, there was, like, what, 10 years before the movie?
Yeah, they took their time for that.
Yeah, so, like, they did the shows, and then they made the movies, like, 10 years later. So, like, it took a while. Like, as far as I know, so, like, the irony is, Star Trek isn't that popular for people that age. Like, the people that grew up with it, they're not huge Star Trek fans. It's like the next generation.
Which is weird, though, is because that was during, like, the space race. Like, we're in, what, 1968? So the following year, we literally go to the moon?
Yeah.
Like,
and it's funny, like, part, the most people that are popular Star Trek fans are the generation after that, that really, so you got to remember, like, they grew up, like, thinking about space and it being possible. So Star Trek to them is kind of plausible of an idea. Before, when you first got Star Trek, whatever, it was this fantasy world, right? Where, like,
right.
It just seemed improbable to even be in space. By the time we start viewing it later on, we're like, well, this actually is kind of believable. Like, it's taking science to the next level, but it's a little more believable. And it's funny, the younger generation are big, huge Star Trek fans, not a lot of the older generation. So
I wonder what else was on TV at the time in like the 60s where like this didn't really catch on until later. Like, I wonder what else was had people's attention.
Let's see, Batman,
this.
Probably Adam West's Batman.
Oh, God.
I forgot her Wonder Woman. I can't remember her name all of a sudden. The Wonder Woman show. I'm going to assume MASH.
Was that in the 60s or was that the 80s?
I think that was, I assume it's late 70s, right? 70s? MASH, I'm assuming. I think MASH was back then. I'm at the top of my head. I don't know what shows are.
Yeah, I'm not familiar at all with like 60s or 70s.
I'm going to assume it's more television. Most of those shows are like family shows, though. Most of them shows are like fake family dramas and comedies or whatever. So I'm assuming Star Trek was a very unique thing for the time.
Right. So what would you guys want to see out of a third season of Star Trek? Like, what is there something that you think that they could improve on, or just
a Mirrorverse? More of this? I want a whole Mirrorverse season, like I've asked for the whole time, which is still my dream to this day. Bearded that somebody does time. A Mirrorverse movie or something, or Mirrorverse animation, or Mirrorverse, I don't know, whatever it is. Like, are they only, I'll do it. Give me the rights to the episode. Sure, I will get together and put together a whole Mirrorverse. A Mirrorverse dialogue, okay? And I will make sure Star Trek Detective is part of this Mirrorverse.
You know, I just want to see an episode again where Scotty saves the Enterprise by getting drunk.
Yeah. Yes. I wrote yes. that note down that Scotty finally saved us made our 2-year joke work out for the episode. That was episode.
You know, he only invented time travel like 22. What, twice? And we're like, we just want to see him get drunk.
That's episode 22 he did that.
It's weird because in that last episode, Assignment Earth, like they time travel like it's just nothing. Like they went from in season one, like, oh shit, we accidentally time traveled. How do we fix this? And then they're like, okay, like we time traveled again. Like we got to get back. Now they're like, yeah, we just decided to go back to like 1968 or whatever.
Yeah,
just to check stuff out.
The Prime Directive doesn't say that we can't time travel. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, so I wonder if they do anything else with time travel in season 3, since like it just seems so commonplace now suddenly at the end, because they just did it because. They're like, you know what, space is kind of boring, so let's just go back in yeah. time. Like, screw it.
We've only battled against, you know, all kinds of crazy gods and supercomputers and, you know, weapons that eat planets, but, you know, that's boring. Let's go back to the past.
It's a lot of supercomputers they fight.
Like, that was my next comment. It was going to be, I do want to appreciate the AI of this season 2. The AI, the smart, when they use them intelligently and their imagination of the way AI could be, and the fact that AI is that way nowadays is just, you know, I just think it's very smart for them to think about AI, think about it in this way of it becoming something else. And then now that it's like that for real, just to think that how forward thinking people were, like 50 years ago, you know, whenever the show came out, 50 years, it's been a while, man.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that? Like, all the nerds that were inspired by, like, Star Trek, and they're like, oh, all these killer AIs. Oh, let's invent AI. Like, wait a minute. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like, why not? We only saw what it did in well. Terminator. You know?
Well, this whole season had, like, growing up, my mom watched Star Trek Next Generation, so I grew up as a Picard fan. I never watched, like I said, when we started this journey, I never even watched maybe one episode, two episodes of this ever. But I have heard, like, I had some, like, maybe clips here and there and scenes here and there throughout whatever. And it's the funny part is now that I'm here, I realize that most of those things, clips and things I heard that are whatever came out of this season.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the little clips and quotes and things like that I've heard about before it came out of this season. So it was like even Family Guy jokes and things like that, like jokes I didn't really get at the time, or like, I'm like, oh yeah, now that makes sense. Now that joke that I heard that one time that everybody's laughing at, I thought was so funny, you know, like it's just funny.
Oh, especially from a show like Futurama, like not realizing that was heavily inspired by like the original Star Trek.
Yeah, a lot of references in Futurama.
Yeah, I watched the first couple episodes of Futurama recently. It was on one of the streaming things. I thought watching it again.
Yeah, it started out a little rough, but it got really good when they hit their stride, when they got comfortable with their writing and everything. Which, is the case in every show.
Eventually, I'll finish it. I'm just watching a lot of dumb shows right now, so.
Right. So yeah, just really season two has been a high point so far. I hope that season three can continue that trend. Yep. And that, I mean, they definitely moved away from like the godlike creature stuff, which was cool. We had a couple, and they focused more on, there was like a little bit of AI stuff, but it was mostly, actually we had quite a few of like, here's an Earth-like planet that for some reason got stuck in this moment of time. Like we had a piece of the action with like the 30 stuff. We had the Nazi stuff that happened. Well, Assignment Earth isn't really stuck in a moment in time. They literally went back in time to Earth. But then we had like, these guys are stuck in Roman times. Like these guys are stuck in Greek times. Like just kind of a lot of a similar to Earth, but not. And I'm just, I don't know. I'm just curious to see what they do with all that in season three. I don't know if there's really anything else we had to go over. We went through like favorites, least favorites. I do got one thing to say
before we get out of here. The biggest what the what moment, I don't want to clarify, when they got turned to a cube and got crushed up.
Yeah.
when the people got turned to crushed up and we're sitting there trying to figure out which cube he crushed the whole time. Bro, that was the most shocking moment of this whole season for me. That was it. Like,
yeah, that's a crazy death.
Like, I think it was the first time I actually yelled out in the episode. I was like, yo, what in the world? And I stopped and I was like, I actually said it out loud and stopped and went back. So, and what a good season. Like, what a, that's a crazy moment for me. Shocking moment. It just, very good season. I just.
Surprisingly, season two, we were down on crew deaths. Like season one, they were murdering people left and right. Season two, not a lot of deaths from the crew.
Spock's commander's like, look, you gotta cut down on like all the people dying on your ship. Yeah. Like, you're making the Enterprise look really bad.
No, I gotta sign to Enterprise. No, yeah. I don't want to be on the Enterprise. I don't want.
Still, I mean the way that some of the people died, I guess, were. Some in some ways worse than some of the ones from season one. Because in season one, it was a lot of like they died in like a ship battle, but on this one, like a guy stepped on a rock and just exploded.
Yeah, exploding so. Rock. I remember that. It was so awesome.
Kirk's
it was
like, such a look, command. Like I can't help it. Billy stepped on that rock over there. I didn't know it was going to explode.
That effect how do you write was so big, though, dude. That effect was so awesome. It was like, you just gone.
Yeah. And a lot of dudes just straight vaporized by like phasers in this episode or this yep. season. So
no, nobody's
like, how do you write the report on that one? Are you just like, oh, Billy? No, we never had a Billy on our ship. No, I don't know. He was supposed to report and just never did.
He never showed up.
Yeah. don't know. Haven't seen him. Must be AWOL.
Oh man.
Yeah. So, in terms of season three, man, I started out season two really wanting to like condense my notes, and then as it drew on, like as it went on, I somehow or for some reason just stopped doing that and basically started writing out the entire script. And so our episodes got longer, and it took longer to watch episodes. And so I need to actually get back to just like paraphrasing more, so that it like the recordings don't go on as long and it doesn't take me as long to do them. So I'm probably going to miss some of the finer details, but I need to get back to that writing or that note taking style for season three. And that's what I got for that.
Probably because you got into it so much. You got into it because the episodes are so good that you kind of went to,
and a lot of dialogue heavy stuff that you have to capture so that you get the important parts. But I feel like I can do that without writing down literally every word that they say.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you guys have anything that you want to add for this? I know this is just a quick, short, and sweet recap, and that's always nice to do. So,
nothing. No. I'll wait on Dan to go first.
Dead silence.
I really enjoyed this season. I'm glad I watched it. Not sure about the next season, what's going on yet, but we're going to figure things out. I just really enjoyed it. I'm glad I'm watching this, and I have more highlights than lowlights of this season. And if somebody ever came to me and asked me to what episodes to watch on Star Trek, I know 99.9% episodes would be in season two. I think one might
just tell them, or just sure. Season two, just watch that whole thing.
Yeah, I think one might come out of season one. That's the oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of it all of a sudden. That's the one where the ship
and the Romulan one.
No. It's the one where the little alien ship, they fight each other, and at the end they have the drink. The Carbonite Maneuver, or whatever.
Yeah, Carbonite Maneuver, yeah.
Yeah, that one, Carbonite. I think that was one of the ones, I think, a really good episode one, season one, sorry, excuse me. But, you know, overall, season two has been so much, it's been so much better. If season three gets better than this, then I can't imagine why this episode, the season would change, or there isn't more. Maybe it didn't spark, maybe it didn't connect with the viewers like it does nowadays. Over time, people, you know, became nostalgic, became it. I'm not sure, but I do know I really, really enjoyed it. So, you know, season two, wrap up. The season gets a 10 out of 10. There's so many more lowlights than highlights. And the lowlights are so bad, they're actually the kind of enjoyable bad where they're just disgusting. So I like complaining about them. So, you know, I'm glad.
All right.
I think you summed it up pretty nicely, Paul.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have anything that I need to add to that. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to our just quick recap where, I mean, I know there's nothing, we just kind of talked about it for a second. I know that season three, episode one is Spock's brain. So that'll be
that's an interesting one. Sounding one.
Yeah. And that one I know deals with like, I believe somebody steals Spock's brain. So we have that to look forward to. You know, really, really captured the episode, because sometimes their episode names don't match. Like you have to figure out what the hell the episode title has to do with the episode. And this one's just pretty straightforward. It's like Spock's brain. Like, oh, okay. It deals with Spock's brain. But yeah, that's going to be it for me. Thank you everybody for sticking with us. And yeah, we'll catch you on the next one.
Later.
Later.